أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ليس عليكم جناح أن تبتغوا فضلا من ربكم فإذا فرغتم من عرفات فاذكروا الله عند المشعر الحرام واذكروه كما هداكم وإن كنتم من قبله لمن الضالين. In the previous ayat we read where Allah Ta'ala discouraged the wrong habit of certain people who go for Hajj and do not make the provisions for Hajj, and they regard that as tawakkul, that we are the guest of Allah, so why must we take our provision, that Allah will provide us. So Allah explained that is not against tawakkul, and that you should take your provision. And then such people, tawakkul is then that you don't go and beg from other people. But these people don't take any provision, and when they are in difficulty now, they don't have any expenses, then they start begging from people. So Allah Ta'ala negates that. And Allah Ta'ala says, forget taking provision, that is not at all against the tawakkul, but don't trust on your provision. Trust only on Allah Ta'ala. And in fact, you are even allowed to do business when you go for Hajj. In order to see to your expenses, you are even allowed to do business. But business must not be your niyyat, that you are going to go and make business there. But in Hajj, you can do business. It is fully permitted also. So Allah Ta'ala says, with regard to that, لَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ أَن تَبْتَغُوا فَضْلًا مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. کچھ گناہ نہیں تم پر کہ تلاش کرو فضل اپنے رب کا. There is no guna whatsoever upon you that you seek the fadl, that you seek the kindness of Allah, which refers to doing business and making a profit in your business, that you do this and that profit that you get, that what you enjoy from your business, that is from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So there is no harm in that. So Allah Ta'ala explained that taking provision is not against the tawakkul. And in fact, more than your provision, you are even permitted to do business there. And we find that till today, there are many people who come with the special wares of their country and they sell it there. And they make business in that way, that is fully permissible. And this is all a matter of the understanding of deen. And a person should make a lot of dua to Allah Ta'ala that Allah gives us the correct understanding of deen. Many times we don't have the proper understanding. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi said that some people feel that to work and earn is against the tawakkul. So Hazrat explains that when you eat and you pick up the food in your fingers and you put it in your mouth, that is also sabab which you are using. That is not against the tawakkul. When you put the food in your mouth, you chew the food. That is also a sabab, a means. So that is also not against the tawakkul. To have the proper understanding of deen is a very great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Sometimes we go to the extremes on either side, that we don't use any asbab which Allah has made, and asbab as sunnat. But don't trust on the asbab, trust only on Allah Ta'ala. If we trust on the asbab, then that becomes shirk. To use it is sunnat with the correct aqidah in belief. To put full trust on your asbab, that becomes shirk. So to have the proper understanding in all matters of deen is a very great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, and a person should always make dua to Allah that he has the proper understanding, he doesn't go to any of the extremes. So that was one aspect which Allah Ta'ala has explained. Further, Allah Ta'ala says now, فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُمْ مِنْ عَرَفَاتٍ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ عِنْدَ الْمَشْعَرِ الْحَرَامِ. پھر جب تواف کے لیے لوٹو عرفات سے تو یاد کرو اللہ کو نزدیک مشعر الحرام کے. And then when you return from Arafat, which is the greatest day of the year, the 9th of Zulhijjah, and it is the greatest day of the Hajj also. The 9th, the day of Arafat, Al-Hajj Al-Arafah. Hajj in fact is Arafat. A person who is present for Hajj even in an unconscious state. Even in a total unmindful state, his hajj is made. That person is amongst the hajjis. So that is the greatest day. When you return from there, the hajjis will spend the night in Muzdalifah. That is where Mash'arul Haram is. So Allah says, when you return, you have completed your hajj, but now don't become like totally, I've done my hajj, it's finished now. But still carry on with all the aspects of hajj. And one great aspect is the zikr and the ibadah and the dua at Muzdalifah. In fact, one of the duas which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made in Arafat, that, oh Allah, the rights of fellow people which are on my ummah, forgive them. But that dua was not being accepted. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was encrossed in dua. He was deeply involved in his dua. And he carried on with his dua. In Muzdalifah also he made the dua, and suddenly he burst out into a smile and he was very happy. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, O Allah's Rasul, you were so engrossed in your dua and you were so worried. We could see the concerns on your face and the constraints. And suddenly now you smile. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, I was making dua for the rights of fellow people on my ummah. What will happen to them? They will, all their gunas which are related with Allah Ta'ala will be forgiven here when they come to Arafat. But the rights of fellow people whom we have wronged, and there are so many people that we wrong and we don't realize it. How many of us wrong our children by giving them the wrong education, by bringing them up wrongly? How much of fights we have between husband and wife, and we wrong one another. So all the wrongs of which we do with fellow people, in that my ummah will get caught, and I was making dua for them. Then here in Muzdalifah, then Allah accepted this dua. When Allah accepted it, I saw Shaitan, who was very happy that the ummah will get caught with regard to the rights of fellow people. But yet, then he was throwing sand on himself, and he was saying, my whole life's efforts that I make behind a person, that he disobeys Allah, he commits all gunas, he comes for hajj, and all his gunas are forgiven. But that he will be still caught and taken to task for the rights of fellow brothers, fellow people, fellow beings. But now that dua also has been, and the worst shaitan, he is humiliated, disgraced, and he feels the lowest is on the day of Arafat. When he sees the cross forgiveness of Allah for the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So amongst the zikrs of Allah, one special dua that a haji must make in Muzdalifah is the dua which is called the dua of Huququl Ibad, the duas of the rights of people, which in ulama have expressed, put it in Arabic beautiful terms, Allahumma fir lana dunubana wa takaffal bi ridha khusumina. Oh Allah, forgive us all our sins which are with regard to you. And those people who have got cases against us, who have got charges against us, oh Allah, you fulfill all their needs. Whatever their rights are, you give them their rights from your side. So that is a very special dua. So anyway, Allah says in Muzdalifah, don't be negligent of the zikr of Allah and making duas to Allah Ta'ala. And all who have experienced this know what a wonderful night the night of Muzdalifah is, where people have just come from Arafat, people are moving all the time, people are engaged in namaz, and namaz also is made, Maghrib namaz is not allowed in Arafat, it's not allowed on its time in Arafat. Go to Muzdalifah and we'll make your Maghrib there. And make Jama'ah bain as-salatain. Your Maghrib and Isha, you will make together there. It's such a close feeling a person gets there with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah grant all of us over and over the opportunity. Remove all this man-made restrictions and control. And make it easy for every person to go and enjoy this great ni'mat. And Allah says, of that zikr, remember Allah from what your tongue and in your heart also. وَذْكُرُوهُ كَمَا هَدَاكُمْ اور اس کو یاد کرو جس طرح تم کو سکھلایا. And remember Allah as Allah gave you hidayah. The particular hidayah that is referred to here is that the Arabs had changed the format of Hajj also, which was from Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's time, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam's time, but they made great changes in that. Allah corrected it again and gave you the Hajj as it was supposed to be. And Allah gave you the perfect Hajj which Allah loves. So in shukr of that, remember Allah. Make a lot of shukr in Araf, in Muzdalifah also. Du'as also, zikr of Allah Ta'ala also, and great shukr, and all the time we should make shukr. It is only by Allah's fadl that we have got the pure deen of Islam, and we have got the pure Quran Sharif, and we should appreciate very much those ulama, our elders, who brought the pure deen to us, and who are decimating and passing on the pure deen, not a deen that is mixed with dunya's things, not a deen that is watered down, not a deen that pleases the people of this world, but the deen which Allah Ta'ala gave. For that we should make a lot of shukr. وَإِن كُنْتُم مِّن قَبْلِهِ لَمِنَ الضَّالِّينَ اور بے شک تم تھے اس سے پہلے ناوا. When in actual fact you were not aware and you did not have the proper hajj also. We did not have the proper deen. It is only by the knowledge of deen. How many of us, we were ignorant of so many things of deen. When through our makatib and through our darul ulums, we gained the correct knowledge of Quran and hadith. And this has been brought to us in that pristine purity. So many hundred, 1,500 years roughly. And the pure deen has been brought to us. This is only the great favors of Allah. So we should make a lot of shukr. And especially in Hajj, make a lot of shukr. Hajj is, in one aspect, a completion of one's Islam. A person has iman, he's keeping, he's making his namaz, roza, zakat, he's giving. And Hajj is normally the completion of your deen also. So make a lot of shukr for all these ni'mat which Allah Ta'ala has granted you. So for our whole deen, especially here, reference to Hajj, we should make a lot of shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And this great ibadat which takes place in Arafat, and then the night in Muzdalifah, and then after that Fajr in Awwal time in Muzdalifah, and then going to Mina, and then going to pelting the shaitan, and making tawaf again, making qurbani. What great ibadat Allah has given us, and Allah in His great mercy and kindness gave us, so to say, a miniature hajj at home also. For those who are not going, we will also be making qurbani. Qurbani is actually the ibadat of the haram, where Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam slaughtered the goat. And but Allah made it that we are all part of it. And Allah gave us the 9th of Dhul Hijjah that we also keep roza. We also honor that day. Allah made it that don't cut your nails and don't remove your hair. A miniature ihram also Allah gave you. That your mind and heart is there in Hajj and Umrah, and you feel and you be part of that great ibadat which is carrying on there, which is specific for that place, specific for that time. But Allah made us all to enjoy somewhat, some aspect. This is the great honor and great ibadat of Hajj. May Allah grant us the true reality of our deen, of Hajj, of every ibadat, and let us get the enjoyment which Allah has kept in it, that we feel and enjoy that in our hearts.